Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, August 7, 2017, More Success Team Legal Shield B2B Conference Call. We host this special call the first Monday of every month, and it's designed specifically to assist our More Success Team associates that are interested in the group marketing aspect of Legal Shield. Tonight, I'm honored to welcome this month's special guest speaker. Mr. Harold Pinson is a $100,000 ring earner. He's a Millionaire Club member, written over 11,000 personal memberships. He's out of Ada, Oklahoma. But before Legal Shield, he was in retail management for 16 years. What Mr. Pinson likes best about Legal Shield are the new friends that he and his wife, Kathy, have made throughout the United States and Canada, and the better life that he has made for himself and his family. Mr. Ken Moore nicknamed Harold years ago as Mr. Persistency. He just gets out there every single day and works. He's active, he's busy, and he's very consistent. Mr. Harold Pinson, welcome to the call, sir.
Well, thank you so much for that kind introduction, yeah. Randy.
Well, I appreciate you, Harold. You know, we've been good friends for many, many years, and, of course, Kathy's been with the company. How many years now?
38.
Wow. Good start, right?
Yeah, she's just getting started.
I appreciate you, Harold. We're going to turn the call over to you for your training tonight.
Well, thank you so much. And before we get started, I'd like for all you guys out there to remember, Kathy's mom had a mini stroke over the weekend. Her name is Helen Pierce, so if you would just put her on your prayer list, we would deeply appreciate it. And that being said, thank you. And I'm going to, you know, public schools are starting back or starting or just right around the corner, so I'm going to talk a little bit about working school districts tonight. And here recently, you know, they just made an announcement where you could open up a group of three people. You know, you still have to have five for payroll deduction, but on the group of three, you can have maybe one person take out the legal plan, or maybe all three of them buy a combo plan, two buy a combo plan, one buys the identity theft, or vice versa. But as long as you have three, it can be done on a bank draft. You still have to have five for payroll deduction. And about school systems, that's my favorite thing to work. And the reason I like to work school systems is those people, they're tenured. In other words, they're going to stay there for many, many years. And when they terminate the employment, most of them keep the membership for life. And the way to get into school systems is, of course, here in Oklahoma, here in the next, during the next two more weeks, we've already had about a week and a half of end services. That's where the teachers report back to school for meetings before the students show up. And you can get with the superintendent or the business manager to schedule a time for you to come in and present our services to their employees. And you're only asked for about 15 minutes, 15 to 20 minutes. Now, there are some places that will not allow you mandatory meetings. And in that case, they may want to put you in a room and make an announcement that, you know, you're there and they'll come to see you on the conference period if they want to take a look at the program. Now, one thing that I do not do is I don't do that. If someone wants to put me in a room, I say, you know, my time's too valuable, and your staff needs to hear what we have to offer, especially in identity theft. In fact, on identity theft here in Oklahoma, here recently, we've had actually three big data breaches. Back in March, in Yukon School District, it was a phishing scam. The person in the payroll department received an email that he or she thought was from the superintendent's office requesting all 1,400 school employees W-2 forms. Well, it wasn't from the superintendent, but those 1,400 W-2 forms were sent out. And then about a week after that, anyone that had filled out a job application on the state of Oklahoma's employment website, they had a data breach, and 432,000 job applicants' information was compromised. So, you know, identity theft is a real problem. And one thing I do every time I read an identical theft article is I cut that article out and have it laminated. because in a lot of places I'm not where I can show a video. So it does make an impact. When I go into service of school, we're actually doing it. We're talking about service of schools too. Servicing is really important too because, you know, people's needs change every year. I was in a school this morning where this man has heard me, I think, at least 14 years, and he took out the service today. So you heard the old saying, it's not if they'll buy, but it's when, and they will buy it eventually. He needed his will updated. If you can't get in during their in-service periods, schools have staff development days throughout the year, which it's kind of as an in-service day, and you can a lot of times get on their agenda and come in and make presentations there. And in some schools, if you can't make it during their staff developments, you can get on their agenda for a faculty meeting. All your school systems generally have a faculty meeting once a week, generally on a Wednesday afternoon. So you can some of them have it before school and some have it after school. So you can get on their agenda and make a presentation there. But if they ever want to put you in a room, don't do that. Now, you can sell this service to support people need this just as much as the certified people. And your support staff is people classified as your secretaries, custodians, cooks, bus drivers. And then your coaches this day and time, they need the service worse than ever. There's coaches getting sued right and left. We had a situation in one of the schools that I call on down in southern Oklahoma. Of course, these guys got a 25% discount off their attorney fee. They shouldn't have done what they'd done. They actually went and bought beer in a school bus and put driving a school bus and hauled around the school bus. But they got fired, and I think one of them tried to use it on – he did use it on his administrative hearing part. He got a 25% discount, but 25% is 25%. Another school I was in last week, I'd finished the presentation. It was a little bitty small rural school. They only had about 16 employees there. But I had four new sign-ups, and one of the teachers there had used the service this last month and had the law firm to write a letter for, and it's worth almost $500. So you've heard the old story that, you know, facts tell and stories sell. And when you go into a service group, you're going to get some of those testimonies and let those people talk, because that's going to be a good sell for you. I know we all these great these mobile apps that we have now, they're just fantastic. But I'm still kind of old school. I still buy the old temporary membership kits, and I buy the will questionnaires. Of course, you know you can download them on your phone and have them printed off. But you know we're out there selling an intangible product, and people like to get stuff in their hands. So. That's why I do that. I always carry a supply of will questionnaires and those temporary membership kits. And be a friend instead of a salesperson. You know, I've seen several other presenters come into school systems and other accounts that they come across kind of like used car salesmen. So don't do that. Be respectful of your time. If they can only give you 15 minutes, finished in 10 minutes. Now, say if they go in there and they only allow you 5 minutes, well, what are you going to do with those 5 minutes? Well, the best thing that you can do is tell the "if you were my attorney" story. You can actually do that in 3 minutes or less, and then hit the highlights of the identity theft plan. And then if you are working school systems, one thing I always point out in school systems is, you know, here in Oklahoma, your rural schools, all these coaches have to drive school buses. They have to have CDLs. And here in Oklahoma, on the old school teacher plan, they're covered driving a school bus. Now, in other states, they may just get a 25% discount. That is, if they're involved in a wreck where there's a fatality, and there I found it fault. But Oklahoma, they're covered under the old school plan, but in other states, it's just a flat 25% discount. And also on the will benefit, when I'm presenting to a group, I never ask them, and you've heard this before, a lot of you guys in preaching choir, how many have your wills drawn up? I never ask that. I always ask, how many guys have updated your wills? Because if you ask them if they have their wills drawn up, they're going to lie to you. But generally, if you ask them if they've updated their will, they're going to shake their hand or shake their head or raise their hand and, you know, hit on that. And then there's actually three reasons why you need a will drawn up. You all know the first two, but here in Oklahoma, the third reason, and I bring this out in my presentation, is Oklahoma's number two in the nation per capita in divorce rates. And say you and your first spouse got married, I mean, you went through a divorce and then got remarried, and your first spouse had a will drawn up, but when you got remarried, you never did update that will. Well, guess what? The ex-spouse, you know, you really want that to happen. Most of them will shake no. So that's a good selling point there. I think I mentioned your support staff, secretaries. Yeah, I did that. And also, if you're talking to a business owner, just kind of let me skip over here about maybe offering it to their employees as part of their benefit package. What I do is I go through and I break down every plan. Like if someone is just wants the legal plan by itself, $18.95 per month. What I do is I take, it's a 40 hours work week. There's 4 weeks in the month. I take 160 hours and divide that into the $18.95. And that figures out to be 11.8 cents per hour as a benefit for the employee, roughly $4.74 a week. On the identity theft plan, $18.95, they're at 11.8 or $4.74. The ID shield for the single person, $8.95. Basically a nickel an hour, 0.055, or $2.23 per week. The legal plan and identity theft plan together, $33.90, basically 21.1 cents per hour or $8.47 a week. And the single ID plan with the legal plan figures out to be 16 cents or $6.47 a week. And you break down into those increments, it really does make a big difference. And talking about service accounts, how often should you use service accounts? It really depends on what type of account it is, like your school systems. I go in service once a year. Once a year is all that you need. Maybe county governments, hospitals, municipalities, you need to service them maybe every 6 months. And, you know, service is all that we sell. And the reason that I service my accounts every year is there's sometimes I go in there and I may not sell anything to that account that I've had for a number of years. And back to school I was in this morning. I wrote six in there the 2 years prior. I didn't write any new business in there, but the reason I go back is I want those memberships to stay on the books, keep them updated on the changes that we have in our legal plan or identity app. Show them the new apps. Talk about member perks. In fact, when I go in and at the end of my presentation, I ask them about how many guys have used your member perks. And last school I was in today, this guy, he and his wife went to Disney World this past summer and used their member perks on their hotel, gate admission, and he was tickled pink, saved him several hundred dollars. People ask me sometimes that, you know, where do you get your leads? Well, of course, we all start with our warm market. We know to do that. ask for referrals. Even if they don't buy from you, they're going to give you referrals. And, you know, always follow up. The fortune is in the follow-up. I'm still amazed at people that didn't follow up. I've given this example before. A number of years ago, I was out just making some cold calls out in western Oklahoma. I went into it. Mangum City Hall. That's out there. It's about a three-hour drive from Ada. And city manager said, well, someone came in here 3 years ago and never did leave a business card or nothing, and we really want to do this. What do we need to do? Well, whoever that was, you know, they just left money on the table. So I went in there and had a really good enrollment. You know the old saying, the fortune is in the follow-up. It's really true. So if you're not following up on your calls, you're just missing out. And also when I go into service accounts, I've always pass out a form or packet to every person there, even though they've heard it before. And the reason I do that, say someone may be on the borderline and may be signing up, but maybe someone's had an address change sitting next to them or something. They're filling out a form and they're thinking, well, you know, if it's good enough for them, you know, it's good enough for me. So that's another way to get sales. And I always have them to, I'll tell someone, you know, if you have an address change, marital change, any change at all since I was here last year, I need you to fill out a new form for me. I know we all go through objections here. Not too long ago, I had this lady in one of my groups, and she was one of the worst ladies I ever had in my life, worst people I ever had in my life in any presentation. She kept interrupting me. She kept saying it. All this stuff doesn't work, it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Finally, I got done with the presentation, went over to her and addressed her. I said, well, I said, what kind of issue did you have? She said, well, it just didn't work. I said, well, did you call that law firm? She said, I called that 800 number. I said, well, did you call the customer service number? She said, well, I called that 800 number. I said, did you call the person who marketed that plan to you? She said, I called that 800 number, it just didn't work. And I guarantee you, I told her, I said, if you'd called our customer service, they could have gotten to the bottom of it and got your problem straightened out. What I think happened is she got the service that she paid for. She just didn't get the answer that she wanted. And sometimes that happens. But the answer that they get sometimes is that the law. That's the law. You know, we can't sugarcoat it, anything. You have to tell it like it is. And you have to know your product, too. You have to know it. Inside out, forward, backwards. I know many, many years ago, and I've stated this before, when I first got involved, Mr. Moore and the late, great, mine went blank, oh, Wilburn Smith, they taught the group schools together. And it was a four-day school. Before you went out and to even call on a group or service group, you had to know you had a script that you had to memorize. And you didn't get to go unless you knew that script. Let's see what else here. I think. Oh, another thing. If someone already has an identity theft plan from another company, always congratulate them. You know, you see the need for that. But then, don't ever be confrontational. Say, by the way, do you know that our plan does this or this? And I'll always ask them, I say, well, do me a favor, or do yourself a favor. Take our identity brochure home and compare that with what you already have. And I think you'll see that ours is much better. And I've actually had probably half of them sign up that way. And, you know, we've all ran across this, too. At the end of the, when you're closing the sale, you always get this, you know, well, can I go home and talk to my spouse or significant other? When do we have to turn this in? Well, you can try this. Well, you know, while I'm here today, let's go ahead and fill out the paperwork. And then for some reason you decide that you do not want to keep it, you give me a call back within the next 48 hours, and I will restore the packet. And you decide that you, if I hadn't heard from you, you decide
that you want it. So I'll go ahead and turn it in. That doesn't work about 70% of the time. Let's see. Well, there's a lot of businesses out there, too, to be hitting. You know, we drive by more businesses every day than we can ever market. Maybe on the road going somewhere, and maybe you have a time to get through it.
Maybe I ought to stop there. I've had that. A small inner voice has spoken to me several times that I ought to stop here and there. And you need to listen to that inner voice. I done that one time on the way to Durant many years ago, and down in Randy knows where Lehigh is. I made a stop at this little place and sold a before we had small business, I wrote up all three people that worked in that place, and I don't know how many times I had driven by it. And another thing too, by servicing your accounts, you know, you build up trust with your members and the business owner. And trust is a hard thing to build up, and it's so easy to lose. And the only thing that I can tell you is, you know, Wilbur Smith used to say this a long time ago, he who makes the most calls wins. And, you know, if you always have this attitude, if you love what you do and do what you love, it's not work. And we're out there making an impact in people's lives every single day through this membership. And you never know how it's going to impact people's lives. It's actually saved a lot of our members thousands and thousands of dollars. And, you know, that's just a good feeling. And I'll read you a couple of quotes. And, you know, life is about making an impact, not making an income. And if you're out there kind of new to the business and you're a little timid, you know, I was that way once. I think we're all that way at one time or another. Don't be afraid to fail. All of us have failed many, many times. But that's the reason why we're still here, is we refused to quit. And the only reason that I've sold as many memberships that I have, and Jimmy Parrish has sold a lot more than I have, the only reason that we've been successful as we were is we've got thousands and thousands of no's over the years, but that didn't stop us at all. So here's one more. You miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. So if you don't take them, someone else is going to, and they're going to be the true winner. So I don't know. I think I'm about done, kind of like that Thanksgiving turkey. Hopefully I've made a little sense tonight.
Well, Harold, you did a great job as usual. We've got time for a couple of questions. Would that be okay?
Oh, yes, that's great. I remember the old Radio Shack commercial. If you have questions, we have answers. Well, I hope I have the right answers.
Okay, well, let's start with somebody you just mentioned from the state of Alabama, and that's Mr. Jimmy Parrish. Jimmy, have you got a question or a comment?
I do. Can you hear me, Randy?
Yes, sir.
Well, Harold, I think you mentioned earlier when Randy was talking to you, and ever since I met you years ago, Ken Moore referred to you as Mr. Persistency, and Randy made mention of that a few minutes ago, and thanks for that excellent training. I've been involved for the last 10 or 12 business days in school, so it's right up my alley what you've been talking about, and we get a lot of no's, but we get a lot of yeses and a lot of good persistency. But the thing that relates not to the schools but to your persistency and to your longevity in the company, and I guess for the benefit of people on the line tonight that sometimes get discouraged, I'm sure you've had those days too where, you know, it seems like everything you turn up is, you know, not good. And so what are some of the things you've done to try to motivate yourself during those times when it might be leaner? You say, "My, I'm due for some good karma here, or some good luck, or I need these things to shift." Because I know in the 18-plus years I've been doing it, there are times when I don't feel like my mother would buy the membership, and then I got other times that, you know, I feel like my worst enemy would buy it. So just a couple of comments I know just share for those on the line tonight.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate your friendship, too. You know, actually, I tell people this all the time. I said there are only two ways to market the service. That's when you feel like it and when you don't. And there's been some days that, just like Jimmy said, we kind of hit our heads up against the wall. But what keeps me going is, as Randy mentions, I was in retail for 16 years. And I thought I enjoyed it, but what keeps me motivated and going is I remember what I came out of, and I refuse to go back into that because we had, here, you know, you control your own
future. And in retail, I had people pulling my strings. They'd tell you when to go eat lunch, when to take a break, when to take a vacation, if you had a vacation. It was just a rat race. And what keeps me motivated, sure, I have days that we don't have, there's days that I go out and don't write anything, but there's days that I go out and make up for it. You just have to keep to the grindstone. I would tell anyone that's just starting out in the business, make a minimum at least 8 calls a day. And if someone tells you no, that, hey, that's fine. Just say, well, let me ask you this. Can I keep you updated on changes next year or so? Because we do have changes. As we grow, our membership progresses and we add new benefits. Back in 1990 when I got involved in prepaid legal then, we only had one product to market, and it was $16 a month. And we didn't have any of these nice tools. In fact, I think Kenneth had to make some copies of a brochure that he had one time back in the 90s, or before that. But it's another thing that keeps me going, too, is the people that you meet in this business. You can't, and not only in the business, but out in the marketplace. I had a gentleman that just retired from Petrolia, Texas, over by Wichita Falls. He's superintendent of schools over there. I got acquainted with him over in Ardmore. He was superintendent over there, and we became good friends. And he called me last week from Cheyenne, Wyoming. And he's totally retired up there, but we're going to stay in touch. We're going to keep each other in contact maybe at least every 2 or 3 weeks. And that's what keeps me motivated and going is the relationships that I've built in the business, not only on the associate side, but on the business side. Another thing, the residual income, I didn't even mention that. And I know Jimmy has memberships that he sold over 18 years ago, and I have memberships that I sold over 27 years ago. I'm still drawing renewals off of today. And when I was in retail, I didn't make any renewals, period, off of all those Levi's, Hanes underwear that I sold. So it's just I love what I do. I'll never quit.
Well, it's obvious, and, you know, we hear a lot about the New Guard and Legal Shield, Millennials, and I know we're going to get to hear from one of our New Guard rising stars and already a star on our team at 9 o'clock on the call tonight. But, you know, we head into the Legal Shield Wars. You know, there are certain people I want to have on my team, and you and Kathy Pinson for sure would be on that because, you know, if I'm going to Legal Shield War, you're the guys that I want to have, not the old guard, but the mature guard, and I appreciate you and your wife and what you stand for and what the backbone and the heart of our company. And just salute you and thank you for sharing tonight, my friend.
Well, thank you. I just refuse to quit, and I refuse to give up.
Well, thank you, Jimmy. Appreciate that. Appreciate those comments. And, Harold, appreciate you very much. You've been such a good friend all these years. You've always, like you said, you just don't quit. You're just like a bulldog. You just get in there and you hang on for dear life. And I appreciate to you and, of course, Kathy. And make sure and let Kathy know that we'll be praying for her mother after her stroke.
Okay. Well, I think I'm flea-free since my bulldog. I don't have any fleas. We got to do a concert one of these days again.
That's right. I'm ready. I sure am.
Well,
thank you very much, Harold, and just like Jimmy said just a minute ago, Mr. Nick Fowler will be our next guest speaker in about 30 minutes. He's the Networking Vice President of Legal Shield. He's a true rising star on our More Success team, and he'll probably be talking about the millennials and things like that. So I want to encourage everyone.
Guns and top guns.
That's right.
Yeah.
I want to encourage everyone to please get on that call. Again, that'll start at 9 p.m. Central, which is exactly about 29 minutes from now. So with this, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and end the call. And like Mr. Moore always says, keep God first, family second, then Legal Shield. And until next month for this call, we do this call the first Monday of every month. So first of next month, we'll be back on the B2B conference call. Thanks, everyone, and good night.